from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
What was it again that you wanted to ask Mike Woodson before you were distracted?
Yes. I'm going to set it up. Can I set it up the same way?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Mike, big fan. Love you. Loved you on the Hawks. No? Too much? I'm sorry. Too much. Let me do it again. Mike, big fan. No, don't say that. Okay. Mike.
Just call him Coach.
Right?
Just kind of get into it,
just
dude.
Just kind of get chummy with him. Coach, we've seen a small amount of Khalil Ware in Summer League and whatever we've seen, various Instagram clips. He seems to be an imposing presence and a dominant force on both sides of the ball. A real man's man, if you will.
Man's man.
I wanted to know if at any point during his tenure in Indiana, did you realize that he was a cat person? And then I show him the picture of the kitty.
It is an adorable kitty.
And he's putting him in a hoop. I don't know if I've seen that one before.
He also, the cat looks a lot less menacing than he did in the first picture that Khalil ever shared on social media.
Yeah, you jumped to conclusions.
I apologize to, is his name Lycos? I apologize.
Huh.
He is an adorable cat. However, that picture does look like he is scheming.
It's very scheming.
You can't tell me that cat doesn't look like he's ready to take over the world.
Yeah, does look like something's up. Something's up for sure. But, that was going to be my question to him to see. Because cat people are different. They're different kind of people.
Are they different people?
You ever met a cat guy?
Just a cat? They just have cats.
Yeah, like a cat. Like, we all hear of the stereotypical cat lady who has, like, a bunch of cats.
Bunch of cats, yeah.
For sure. But you ever seen a cat guy? A guy who's like, oh, I love cats. My nephew. My nephew is like that.
Your nephew's a cat guy?
He's a cat guy.
Interesting.
Did not have animals until 2 years ago.
I think Jalen Phillips is a cat guy.
You know, I'm starting to wonder about these cat guys. Everyone I know, tall. Everyone in Venice, tall. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know. It takes a different kind of person to become a cat dad. And I want to see how that translates into his game.
You know who's a cat guy?
Who's that?
Sergei Bobrovsky.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Plays for the Cats.
Jalen Phillips? Okay. Is that what you're doing here? I thought you actually knew if he had a cat.
No, I actually don't think he is a cat. I think he has dogs. Pretty sure.
Yeah. See, that's fine. Dog guy. Cool.
Makes his day with the cup.
When is his
When does Sergei Bobrovsky get his day with the cup? Mm. Everybody's had their day. Who hasn't had their day? It feels like everybody's had their day.
Yeah, well, I mean, we saw Tkachuk. It made a Canada run for a little bit.
Luongo just had his day in Canada.
Yeah.
Then he also ate pasta out of it.
That was very
He
true.
Wasn't even the goalie.
He wasn't even. He's had 2 days with it.
Well, Sergei Bobrovsky deserves like a week with the cup.
Poor Sergei. They had to send him to Vegas right after he won the cup for a stupid
Doesn't
award.
Get the cup. He didn't get to enjoy the stupid award, which by didn't even win the awards.
What
it's ridiculous.
A waste of time.
Waste of his time. What are you going to do? Fine him? Because why? Because he showed up to your stupid third place award? Ridiculous. He should have won. And don't even get me started about the idea that this loser, Connor McDavid, still has his Conn Smythe. Yeah, it's a con, all right.
Yeah, it is.
Ridiculous.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. We won.
You ever realize like how stupid it is that a guy didn't win an award because of one game in a series where all Connor McDavid did was fluff his stats? That's all he did.
Yep.
And but in game 6 and 7, where was he? Oh, that's right. Nowhere to be found.
That's right. Isn't it a playoff award, too? It's not just for that series. It's for the whole
It is playoff. For the playoffs. Did you guys not know the Bobbery was in the playoffs?
The Bobbery. Best block ever.
I mean, how many games did he have to go out there, give up 2 or less goals? It's supposed to be derailed by 3 games? It just disgusts me. But you know what? It just shows the disrespect the hockey heads have for the Cats.
That's right.
You all tried to go out there and just make this whole thing about, oh, Connor McDavid, coronation of Connor McDavid. You couldn't live with yourselves for being so wrong because he got stoned by Bob when it mattered. Ridiculous. And had a shutout.
Brick wall, Bob.
Oh, man. Crazy.
All right. Got you upset about that again every time you remind it. We did win. I want you to know that. I know.
I mean, we got the ultimate prize. It just annoys me, you know?
All right. Yeah. That's fair. That's
I'm
fair.
Sorry I said that about that Luongo. You know, I love you, Bobby Lou. You know, I just want to know for Roberto Luongo, who's in Canada not listening to this, but if he ever did get wind of this, you know, Roberto, you were my daughter's favorite player because it was your last season when it was her first Panthers game.
Ah.
And then she did not like Sergei Bobrovsky for 3 years because all I kept getting was he's not Roberto.
Dang.
And we were also at Roberto Luongo jersey retirement night.
Oh.
And, you know, she eventually got around on the Sergei Bobrovsky train. You know, I finally convinced her, but
yeah, it took some time.
It took some time. It was really annoying.
I mean, that's fair. Do you remember your first sporting event and the player that you first kind of fell in love with? It was probably a Marlins game. Vashawn Leonard?
Yeah, I don't really remember falling in love with a Marlin. I just loved the Marlins as a kid. But the first time I remember falling in love with like a player because they had a great game was Vashawn Leonard.
Yeah, I'm confused by that one.
I just liked him. It was at the Miami Arena. My grandfather took us. It was, I think it was Heat Magic.
Yeah.
I think it was Heat Magic. I was 7.
No, that's
But
fair.
The point was, I think it was Vashawn. It was Vashawn Leonard. I just remember the him. I was like, oh, I want to get that guy's jersey.
You know, I'm a. This is this thing that's going around, like one of these memes that brings up. There is no relationship closer than the one you have that a middle school boy has with a random, you know, role player. And every middle school kid or like every adult that you ask now has this one role player from their childhood that just like they hold above everyone.
Yeah, I have that too.
Who? It's not Vashawn Leonard, I'm assuming.
It's not a basketball player.
No, that's fine.
It's not a basketball player. It's a baseball player. But the baseball player I irrationally loved when I was like 8th grade going to 9th grade.
Yeah.
I would say it's about the time. Kevin Millar.
Kevin Millar. Yeah, see.
I was really mad that the Marlins didn't keep him. He ended up getting shipped to Japan, and then that broke up, and he ended up on the Red Sox, and ended up winning the Red Sox. So he was on the Idiots. He won the 04 Red Sox, but I was really mad that the Marlins got rid of him. And you want to remember who they replaced him with?
Yeah.
Todd Hollinsworth. Hated him, dude. And this has nothing to do with his broadcasting, which sound like, you know, years, that also very much annoyed me. A very nice man.
You don't like Todd. No,
it has nothing to do with Todd Hollinsworth. Like Todd, I have nothing against Todd Hollinsworth. But Todd Hollinsworth,
for, what was it, three seasons was broadcasting with Severino, and I couldn't tell the two apart. It was mind-boggling. I'd be listening to these Marlins broadcasts, but it also happened to coincide with the fact, yes, Todd Hollinsworth replaced my favorite Marlin.
Wow.
So I also held that against him because Todd Hollinsworth was the opening day left fielder for the 03 Marlins. Now, he eventually got ousted, and they went with Miguel Cabrera.
Wow. But,
you know, okay, for the start of it,
yeah,
it was Todd Hollinsworth, and I was not happy about it.
Not happy about it. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And like you mentioned, Kevin Millar, sure, serviceable player, like you mentioned, world champion. No one's going to, you know, write a novel about how great Kevin Millar was. So that was your guy.
I loved Kevin Millar because he had fat guy bat waggle.
I'm looking at him now.
And weird. Yeah, because like I loved Gary Sheffield, obviously. Gary Sheffield had the bat wave. Yeah. The bat wave. I mean, any of those 2000 to 2003 Marlins,
yeah.
I loved all of them, even before they won the World Series.
Nice.
But the bat waggle with Kevin Millar, I just love them. You know, I love, and like he would come to, he would come up, he had the high socks, you know, eye black. He'd play some rock and roll music. He was just a party.
Yeah.
He was a party. I got a Kevin Millar autograph.
In fact, got to meet him.
And that's one of the things that Macho Marlins Man and I have in common. That's his favorite player. That's the jersey he wears is a Kevin Millar. It's a complete coincidence.
Yeah, complete coincidence for sure. That, you know, I would always see that, and I was like, who the hell is Miller, and why do they spell it that way? Now I know.
Dade South says, Kevin Millar, Jorge Alfaro, samesies. You're just like the kids who say it was. No, it's not samesies.
Oh!
Go look at Kevin Millar's 2002 season. He was a really good player. It infuriated me that they had the audacity to get rid of him to Japan. He had a really good season for the Marlins.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think they're right.
No, they weren't. They were not right.
It's the same. It's
Kevin
the same
Millar, thing. 314 he hit in 2001 in 144 games, 20 home runs.
Oh, okay.
That's good for a guy you just found.
All right. No, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
And then the next year, 2002, hit 306,
ooh,
366 on base percentage.
All right.
16 home runs. Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, solid contact.
And I got replaced by Todd Hollinsworth.
Oh, okay. Todd didn't do well, I'm assuming.
I mean, rookie of the year was a long time ago for Hollinsworth. I was infuriated the Marlins got rid of him. I mean, again, I was wrong because it worked out. The Marlins won the World Series.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of finagling.
Hmm.
What did he do in 2002? 284, 16 home runs, 34. Yeah, sounds like we signed the same guy.
So then why even make the change?
He was terrible on the Marlins.
Wow, dude. Wow. It's rough. Mine was Ted Ginn.
Really?
I don't know why I loved him. So I had a infatuation with Ben Wallace and Brian Dawkins. But those are two Hall of Famers. That doesn't count. You need a player that's like, I don't know. Ted Ginn was the guy who I was like, I love him. He's so much. And then everyone hated him. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault. It's not. He didn't ask to be drafted that high, dude.
Anyway, take a break. Now, something arose yesterday.
Hmm?
This could be something.
Oh, God.
Could be nothing.
Let me just go ahead. Leroy, let me use my Leroy. It's probably nothing, dude.
I almost feel like we should save it for Leroy, but I don't know if Leroy's going to be back.
I don't know
how that works.
He said something that would be quick. I was like, I don't think they do blood work in 15
You know
minutes.
What? I have more fun if he's not here. Because this way, I'm allowed it for it to be possibly something. But I'm not going to judge. I'm going to leave it out there for the audience. Could be something.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing. Next. Now we got welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hello.
Leroy, how did your blood work go?
Have any bad blood?
So,
minus one.
Here's the.
Oh, no, hold on. That was good, dude. That was good. Come on.
Minus one.
Not coming on the same show where you said Chick-fil-B. B.
And that's a good idea, also.
By the way, that Mike, he sometimes isn't very enthusiastic.
He's very.
Yeah.
Same tone.
Hey, by the way, Tobes.
Hmm?
I was laughing in the car.
Why is that?
Because John at Premier TV. Mm-hmm. Morning, Brendan Leroy. Wondered if you might want like to hear from Ryan Fitzpatrick on Monday, the 17-year-old. That's exactly.
What?
Hey, that's what I. That's the same thing I said.
Did you put laughing. LOL?
No, I didn't say anything. I was laughing in the car. I'm like, oh yeah, this will go over well.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
So with that being
said, yes.
He's on next Tuesday.
Oh, I should have got him, right? And do like he does. Hey, tomorrow we have Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, you don't even say anything. Hey, let him sign in. We put him up.
Hey, Ryan, have you gotten over your pity party yet? Since we're talking old storylines of Dolphins these past couple weeks, you get over your pity party yet? Oh, my job, my team, boo!
That'll go well. So
yeah, go ahead and book it.
Here's what I realized, and here's the worst. But yeah, so you have to pee in a cup, right? And I got up this morning.
You just want every fluid.
And I'm like, should I try to hold it until 11:30?
What?
Yeah, so
there
I did.
It has to be the first one.
No, yeah, if you go first thing in the morning.
Can't pee on command?
Right? Huh?
Can't pee on command?
No, my bladder plays a role in that.
I'm peeing right now.
And when you get old, huh?
What?
So you're peeing right now.
Why would I say that, J-Fig?
Okay.
Spiethan says you should have told him that Bernie Kosar was coming on and then just Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
He did that once to his old co-host.
Oh, did he?
Oh, my goodness.
We could have executed this perfectly.
Wow. Dude, I'm telling you what. He didn't take it like you would have.
Oh, no. If you surprised me with Ryan Fitzpatrick, I would have found that hilarious.
No, but he didn't find it hilarious. He lashed out.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he's the best.
Yeah.
Maybe so, I'll ask John and said, how about Whitworth? Oh.
So
got anybody else on the old TNF roster?
So what happens is I get there and they tell me to go in a cup and I said I just went at home. Now we play the waiting game. And that's what you got to sit there and wait. Yeah. Think you fill a cup. Otherwise, I'd have been in and out of there.
Well, I'll let...
And by the way, 11:30 blood tests are the worst.
Oof. Well, I'll let the boys...
Because you can't eat for 12 hours.
I told you not to chew gum, but you didn't listen to me. Instead, you lashed out.
I mean, it was too late. I was already chewing the damn gum.
You know, now that Leroy's lashing out, maybe we should get him in a better mood, you know?
Yeah, and how can we do that?
Mm. How about a little could be something?
Why would they do that?
Could be nothing.
What's going on in Utah?
It could be something.
See now. What meaning of it? Okay. What is the object of this? Now I realize this.
Why would they do that?
He came at the perfect time.
I should have been thinking of covert operations to get Ryan Fitzpatrick on the show.
Oh,
I told you.
I didn't see that email until you just. I just saw it.
Damage is done.
I haven't looked at my email all day, so I was like,
"Yeah." Here's the problem. The problem is that they get back to you with a time, and he would have saw it.
I would have seen what?
The time that they tried to.
You could have done if you would have taken the reins by. It definitely could have been a prank.
You could have removed his name.
You could have removed my name.
See, next time. I know. Talk to Spirit Leroy.
Because and part of it is because you don't stop. You're relentless with this. Now we're playing could be something, could be nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love that game. And also, what's the problem? Like, why can't I play my favorite game?
Okay.
You know, I mean, you want to play Ryan Fitzpatrick. It should be.
It could be something, could be most likely nothing.
What did you do for your post-meal, by the way?
Let me tell you something.
Water.
Can I just tell you another unfortunate situation that made me look like a bad American?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm starving.
Pee your pants.
No, oh. I'm starving, right? Haven't eaten none since 10 last night. I'm like, okay, on the way back, I passed a little barbecue place, Mission Barbecue. And right next door to it is a sub place, Jersey Mike's. I say, you know what? Get that barbecue, baby. You know I'm all about that barbecue. I open the door. Please rise as we sing like we do every day, the national anthem.
Oh, of course. Mission Barbecue's a staple.
Close the door.
What?
Went to Jersey Mike's. Oh, yeah. Got time for that. Got to get back.
They sing the national anthem?
That they do that? Silly.
Huh?
They do that?
Every day.
Every day.
Really?
At the same 12 time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
At lunchtime.
At lunch? What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I look in and people are like,
that's not
I open
efficient.
The door, look in, shut the door. I ain't got time for that.
Hey, where are you going?
Does it make
you
me
know
upset?
What? Jersey Mike's is pretty good. I like. Yeah. I enjoy Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't, listen.
It was a good call.
I wasn't unhappy with my choice. And by the way, there may or may not be some bacon splatter underneath my jersey because I ate it on the way home.
He's like a hyena.
I was like, anybody looking over at me, go, is he homeless?
Is that guy all right? Why is he going so crazy over there? It's like a Wolverine.
Well, I was driving with my knees.
Don't say that.
All right, let's get to this. This all could right. be something.
Can I tell you something? And this is going to be something and something. Yo, could be somethings or could be nothings that have been straight trash lately.
I don't think that's true.
So at least give us something that we at least chew on for a second.
You guys familiar with Wardell Stephen Curry?
Wow.
Yes.
Wardell.
He is the greatest shooter that's ever graced our planet.
And he proved it in the Olympics.
He sure yes. did. Well, Leroy, internet sleuths yesterday Ooh. Noticed a change in Steph Curry. And as we know, the first round of making a stink always happens on Instagram. Mm. So as you'll notice here, Leroy, this was Steph Curry's old bio.
All right. Seems all right.
Let me see.
Wardell Curry, Steph yeah. Curry, believer, father, husband, founder, philanthropist, and oh yeah, guard for the Warriors.
All right.
Wait. So why does it... looks weird. Why is the 56 pretty far from the M?
I don't know, JP.
That's not.
Do you think this is photoshopped?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Hmm.
Hard okay. to say.
Keep going.
That's what you're talking about? The amount of followers?
Yep. The new bio says Olympic gold medalist. No Warrior.
Oh, look how close that M is.
You see? Got this got thing 2 million. I think you got yeah.
caught. You got.
I don't know. Still up.
Go back
even
to
the comma, even the comma Ooh. In the first one. Yeah.
Well, even if it does say that, even if the M is far away, it doesn't say Warriors anymore, does it?
Are you limited in what you could put?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center,
Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In that?
No.
Okay.
No.
In your description?
If Warriors so, is gone.
Question. I have a question. J-Fig pointed this out.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the 56 so far away from the M and the 58 is close? And he got 2 million. He got 2 million more followers in 12 seconds?
Well, I don't know if it was in 12 seconds. It looks like it was from some time ago because...
Either way, that photo is pretty Photoshopped, but I am on his Instagram right now and it's not there. Unless that was already Photoshopped, the whole part where he said, oh yeah.
I think I hate you guys.
I think I hate them too. Bobrovsky's the two of them.
I think I hate you guys.
Anyway, the point is, it doesn't say that anymore.
It's nothing.
Mm. Is it? Because Steph Curry's going into a year. No more Klay Thompson.
Mm.
What is this team?
And he's how much more of a, with Draymond Green.
How much more of a future is there possibly for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah, don't try to put it back, Steven. See, that's a typo. Same thing we saying about Steph Curry. See, you just did it.
Mm.
Try to hurry
it's
up.
It's okay.
And
I'll ruin all the fun.
Do you think...
Mm?
Having so much fun with LeBron.
Got to stay hydrated, champ. There you go. Go ahead.
No, like seriously, you guys are sitting here, and I know you guys want to be dismissive because you know.
Play the first one.
That's what
I'm
you guys do.
I'm not trying to be dismissive. I'm just saying. What I'm looking at.
Look at the first one. Look at the first one.
Cool. We've understood. Right. But it doesn't say that anymore.
Okay, but what if?
Well, he obviously, JFig, he obviously...
Maybe he removed the Warriors because we're on the off season, and he just wanted to put Olympic gold medalists.
Maybe.
And then eventually it will go back.
Or what if it doesn't go back?
Okay.
What if it doesn't go back, though, JFig? What if he's tired of the Warriors?
In that case...
See, now really I think you guys are reined back in.
He really was extremely friendly with LeBron James.
He was.
And usually your could be something, could be nothings, have something to do with the Heat.
Well, who's to say that he was just friendly with LeBron James, because he was plenty friendly with his guy, Bam Adebayo.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Is it crazy to think that Steph Curry, looking around after spending all that time with this loaded roster, doesn't want to go back to Jonathan Kuminga?
God, that's
listen, just from that phrase right there, I have to say it could be something, but I really don't think it's anything. But when you pose
that
I have to go back to Draymond Green and Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked his X, his Twitter?
Have I checked his Twitter?
He has the same bio there. Yeah.
What have you checked it? Does it say anything?
No, I'm going to go look right now.
No, see, let me tell you something, fraud.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something right now, fraud. It better not.
Hmm? It better not have what?
It says Olympic gold medalist.
That's good news.
Oh, woo-hoo! Consistency.
Good news.
They match.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
All we're saying is keep an eye on it. Could be something.
Oh. Could be.
Did you just drop the mic right there after getting got with that first image?
I don't think I did get got. That's only according.
I think he did.
I don't think so.
I want to know what his real bio was before all of this.
Hmm.
So you
and that's the kicker.
You think he recently updated it to Olympic? That's you're accusing him essentially, Tobin. Of
he's saying
of
it was Olympic gold medalist, and it never really said. And oh yeah.
No, you're saying it was Warriors before
no.
It changed Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, of course. It used to say Warriors.
And J-Fig is saying that maybe it never said Warriors.
She thinks it never
maybe
said
Maybe it anything. Never said, and oh yeah, guard for the Warriors.
You would think, though, it probably did. Very most strange. Likely.
Why do you think?
I mean, Yeah.
Oh, no, we got to
look at the commas here and look at the 56M here.
What are we looking at?
What's up with the commas? Weird, right? I don't really see what the commas. What does the comma have to do with
it? Because look at the this is how it's supposed to look.
Mm-hmm.
But you know there was an Instagram update.
But if it was two, if it was two.
And also, hold on. Look, here how it says what is this called? The threads, how it says one new.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't say one new.
But what does that have to do with anything? I don't really understand. That means just means that he just happened to thread.
I don't know.
I think you're got to be honest with you, JFig.
She's basically saying
you're just mad because I don't agree with you right now.
Could be something.
Nah, what I think she's doing
could be nothing.
I think you might want to stretch a little longer because I think you're reaching a little more there, Jennifer.
You're the king of reaching.
Hey, calm down.
Trying to bring you back down.
It's a reach.
Okay?
It's a reach.
Calm down, stretch.
Can you give her a -1 for reaching?
Yeah, I don't.
We don't have that.
-1.
We should get that one. That's good. Deception.
For reaching.
Yeah, I guess deception.
Covers. Deception?
Yeah. Deception. I don't like
that. It's not even confirmed yet.
Oh, I've confirmed it. It says Olympic gold medalist on his Instagram. It's confirmed.
Now, hey, who's lashing out now, frog boy?
What? Oh, it wasn't me.
J-Figs, a murderer.
Keep playing with your little toys, Marcos.
It wasn't me. It was Mike B.
Take a break. Sure. Back after this.
Yeah. Feel it, baby.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Day guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE. What is that reaction?
Weather is not to be played with right now. It's looking tornadic.
Wow.
It's mostly cloudy. It's not even mostly cloudy. It's raining.
Mm.
Okay, we got some thunder. We got some lightning. Expect this to go on for the rest of the day. And it's just one of those summer days. Start off this morning, it's a nice and pleasant day. Oh, it's going to be a nice day.
Well, today then, actually kind of started with you raining on Raheem Mostert's career. That's kind of
never be Jim Brown.
tough mark to hit. Yeah, he's right.
Anyway, the winds are blowing probably 10 to 15 miles an hour, still coming out of the west southwest. And expect more rain because, again, the rain's coming off the coast early. And then that westerly wind's going to catch it, and it's going to hang right over West Broward, the west side of the Tri-Counties. And that's what happens this time of year. So be careful. Temperature's a little bit cooler maybe. Is it even 90 degrees yet?
It feels like it's always 90 degrees.
But other than that, be careful, huh?
It feels like it's always 90 degrees. It feels like my face is going to melt off.
Yeah, but the rain sometimes will cool it off a little bit.
Shmeet and Schmolnick says Leroy and JFig, the Shaq and Kobe of ruining bits. Agreed.
Of course you'd read that because he's on your side for some reason.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
I mean the side of doing a bit correctly? Yes, that is my side.
I don't have to always agree with
you. Don't place me.
You didn't even let the bit get off the ground.
Hey. Wow. You don't put his stuff up there when he says chunky 52.
I literally read every single one of those.
That's true, he does. They're good, though. You got to read that.
Of course. Respect. You got to respect game.
Dates Alf. He's good.
Tomorrow is the Dolphins' final preseason game. Thank God. Ready for the stand. Yeah. Tired of the Mike White, Skylar Thompson battle.
Somebody said, this is my best part of the show, and I don't know why. That makes two of us.
Your weather?
No. I don't know if it's the weather.
I think it was the weather.
How could you not love a Leroy weather report?
Tornadic activity.
Because you know why? Because I'm accurate, right?
Yeah.
I'm accurate.
You're a golfer.
Definitely more ominous, but not as ominous as your Raheem Mostert prediction.
Wow.
Because you basically said the tread's coming off the tires this year.
That's not what I said. You're an agent.
That's not kind of what I said. You said that he's never going to be Jim Brown.
Here's what I said.
He can't lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns again.
Here's what I said. My first comment was, do you know if Achane was healthy the whole year, he wouldn't have got as many carries. And now that Achane is, they're going to split carries. which lessens the chance for either one of them to lead the league in touchdowns.
Yeah, but if
all the other guys, all the other guys on that list carry the load themselves. They don't share it. These two guys share it. That's not a knock on either one of them. That's just the way the offense works.
So you're saying there's no shot a Dolphin leads a statistical category this year in touchdowns?
I'm saying
they had two of them last year.
I'm saying it's less likely with two guys toting the load. It is.
Just say you hate him already, dude. I am sick of it.
I feel like he's gone at Mostert a lot. He's got his guys like Mostert and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he hates
Aaron Rodgers. He gives a hard time to him. You know, he goes after these guys.
Let me ask you.
You know,
he hates Aaron Rodgers. Let me ask you this. If I'm, as you say, trashing Raheem Mostert, what did I say that about him sharing time was wrong? Because they did it early last year until Achane got hurt.
Mostert was having a good year before Achane got hurt, too. He had a good year.
Achane went crazy, and he started getting a lot of the carries. And I'm just saying that anytime you say, let's ride the hot hand, one of those guys could be out for that game simply because the other guy's hot.
I guess your argument's better there for the yards, but for touchdowns, you think it's going to be like that much of a drop off for him?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Got to see if Achane's got that nose for the end zone.
You know, that was one of the areas that they struggled with, is running the ball in these short yard situations. Now, these guys both have the capabilities of taking it, you know, from farther out, which I give them both credit for that. Mm-hmm. That there's no questioning that. But this team's issues were the third and short and short yardage situations.
I mean, that's fine, but he still led the league in touchdowns. I mean, it's you struggle to an entity of leading the league in rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know who second and third were?
Yeah, it was Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts.
That's crazy. Like, I know they do the QB sneak and stuff like that, but 15 rushing touchdowns in a year? That's pretty good. But if I'm looking at the list, continuing, McCaffrey, like you said.
He says, is there a bit for receiving touchdowns for a running back? Because I would go with Achane. Ooh, I led the league in that once.
You led the league in.
You think they were betting on me to do it again?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if you could do a bet like that. Running backs to lead the league in.
No.
I don't think there's prop bets for that. We did kick around, do you throw a little flyer on Jalen Waddle leading the league in touchdown catches?
No.
It's plus 6,000.
No.
No?
You know why?
Because they have Tyreek Hill.
He plays on the same team as Tyreek Hill.
But it's no fun.
You just made the same exact argument.
Yeah, but I don't.
The same exact argument I'm making again.
Yeah, but that's why I wouldn't bet on Tyreek Hill. It's no fun.
Okay. But here.
Like, let's just say
the reason why it's 6,000 to 1,
mm-hmm.
right, is so that dummies like you would bet on it, even though they play on the same team.
What if this is a monster year? Like, we were talking about this, you know, so like Tua revealed they really tried to force the ball to
Tyreek. They tried to get the ball to
and it was a down year for Waddle touchdowns. Waddle
even
only had,
though he didn't, even though Waddle didn't complain about it.
Right, he didn't complain about it. But now, what if it flips it on its ear, right? And then all of a sudden, Waddle's the go-to guy in the end zone, you know, because we're just spreading the ball around. And Waddle had a down year from the year before on touchdowns. His touchdowns were only 4, was a little bit banged up. So if you have a healthier Waddle, all of a sudden, maybe he's the go-to guy. He gets on a little run scheme.
Do you pay attention to this team?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to catch a lot of touchdowns this year?
Tyreek Hill.
Just based on what you know, what they're doing for this team.
But why couldn't Tyreek Hill?
And you still you like.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Listen to me. You're making the argument that you think Devon Achane is going to take a lot of the production from Raheem Mostert, which maybe will.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not dismissing that.
Okay.
Because I'm not a dismisser like you are. I'm open to these things. You know, I'm open to have an open football conversation. Why is it crazy to think that all of a sudden the old timer, a little long in the tooth? You know, cheetahs, they got long teeth. All of a sudden,
more touchdowns start going to Jalen Waddle this year instead of Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I could see that, but they're still splitting targets. It's not like it's the Bills with what's his name last year?
Diggs.
With Diggs. It's not that situation. You understand what I'm saying? Tyreek is going to get, you know, a lot of it, but then Waddle's going to get some of it, but he's never going to get the same opportunities as Tyreek.
Why not?
Because Tyreek makes $30 million a year.
Hey,
and I'm more than sure if you're paying somebody $30 million,
they just paid Jalen Waddle.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if you're going to make arguments, that's not a good one. They just paid both of these guys.
So you're willing to suggest that Jalen Waddle could have more touchdowns than Tyreek Hill.
Can't rule it out. I don't think but I can't rule it out.
It's not that crazy of an assumption. Yes,
I'm not like as gung-ho on that as I am Raheem Mostert. Like, if you were to tell me what's the longer shot I like more, I like Mostert leading the league in touchdowns again. But is it crazy to think that that Jalen Waddle ups his touchdowns by 10 and a couple go away by the wayside? Well, it was a down year last year. We'd all agree.
The only time that happens is if – well, also keep in mind – when you have a receiver, how many yards did Jalen Waddle end up with?
Like 1,100, something like that.
So let me get this straight, okay? Let's all be clear. Tyreek Hill had, 1,700 yards?
1,800.
1,800 yards.
I think it was 1,799, so I'm giving him 18. I'm rounding up. That's what they told us in school.
That's okay. And Waddle still got 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying he's going to get more?
Touchdowns. Not going by yards. I'm talking touchdowns. TDs.
Tutties. And then what about the tight ends who they've all been emphasizing?
That's what they say. You know, that's what they say. That's the chitter chatter. I'm talking what's actually going to happen.
Me taking the word of the actual team. And you're saying, no, that's not.
Wouldn't you want everybody to think you're going to get touchdowns?
No, you didn't answer my question.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So you
what
don't
they publicly have said. Do I believe Julian Hill is going to go have 6 touchdowns this year?
No. Jonnu Smith.
Maybe. We'll see.
Say Jonnu Smith gets 5 touchdowns.
He's taking those away from Tyreek, though. So Tyreek's number goes down.
And Waddle.
You can't take away. He only had 4.
Well, what if they score more touchdowns? I mean, they slowed up at the end of the year. What if they just score more touchdowns? A Dolphins team that doesn't slow down by the quarter of the year.
That could also happen.
You know what they say.
Okay. Yes.
More tutties, more buddies.
No, you see. Damn it. We almost had him. Got to whip out the say. As soon as he says, you know what they say, it's like already. Okay.
No, because he knows. I can tell by, like, we're going to break right after this comment. So tread lightly there. I could see you're wondering, should I say it? This is like a conversation with your wife.
I'm not wondering anything.
Conversation. This is like a conversation with D. Y'all going at it, and you go, I don't want to go there. But
I just think that Waddle had a down year as far as tutties were concerned. All right. So,
he had 1,100 yards on the same team as a guy that had 1,800.
Right. So all of a sudden.
How much more can he do?
We're just reshuffling the deck here a little bit, baby. That's all.
Yeah. You also added a tight end.
All right. He's going to show me something, all right? If we're going to say who's not going
to. Let me ask you this. Say if he has an average, because he's kind of a wide receiver type tight end that also blocks, which is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Say if he has 5 touchdowns.
Yep.
Right? 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
About 40 catches. That's what I expect. About 40 catches. 40 to 50 catches for the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of touchdowns
that
for him. Touchdowns for him.
What do you mean a lot?
He's mostly had like 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns in his career.
He's the only guy on that team that's a giant near the end zone.
Julian Hill, dude. I'm telling you. New Kittle.
Okay, so Julian Hill, you're still making my point. Touchdowns are going to go to somebody else. So thank you for that.
Dade South says it would be funny if a River Craycraft touchdown was the difference in Tobin hitting the bet. No, because we call that a hedge, dude.
Ah.
Because I'm going to have River Craycraft as anytime touchdown, so I'll be good.
Bastards.
Yeah, there's isn't like it, to, and it's amazing where we are now. For me, saying that Mostert's not going to have as many touchdowns is me saying Mostert is trash.
Oh, you're just very dismissive.
Can't
like
wait to
you, I think
I'm
you.
Not, it's just I'm you just playing. Can I just say this? Of all the people sitting here, I'm playing the percentages.
You were dismissive.
I'm playing the percentages.
Here's the thing. I say, is it possible for the young guy to get more touchdowns than the league guy? You say, nah. But then I said, well, is it possible for Raheem Mostert just to do what he did last year? Nah, young guy's going to take all his touchdowns. So, like, which one is it?
I didn't say.
I go one
say,
way,
no,
you say young guy. Then I go the
hold
other
on.
Guy, you say, no, old
hold
guy.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on. At any point in time, did I say that Achan's going to take all of his touchdowns? What I said was, is that if Achan was healthy the whole year, they would have split a lot of that load, and he wouldn't have gotten as many opportunities.
If his butts were candy and nuts, dude, like, let's see Achan stay healthy. Let's see it.
Okay.
I mean, that's a big bet your money. That's going out.
Chili pepper it up, buddy.
I will. I will chili pepper it up. And you want to know something? We're going to have a lot of fajitas. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.